This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Your hosts are Senator Dean Smith and Josh Burns, the federal member for McNamara. Josh.
There's a couple of new sheriffs in town, Dean. There's a couple of new sheriffs in town. Now, we're very pleased to be hosting. Dean, thanks for doing this together, mate.
No, it's great, actually. Yeah, and I think it's, you know, as Macca said, you know, I think the idea of sort of co-hosting.
I'm sitting here as a crossbencher.
Watching, not as a teal?
No.
As a green?
No, as an independent.
And of course, you know, I think as we go through the program, it'd be good if people sort of reflect on, you know, Kimberly and her contribution. And, you know, and you're right, how would Kimberly react to some of the issues of the day? But, it's good to be here in Melbourne and good to join you, Josh.
Well, welcome.
Josh and I are actually on a committee together.
We are.
The Joint Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee.
We are. It's going to be a fantastic committee. A lot of work to be done. So welcome to McNamara, Dean. But we have a guest in the studio, so we should dive headfirst into our first guest. And, of course, we're joined by Simon Ruth, who is the CEO of Thorn Harbour Health. And I don't need to introduce Thorn Harbour Health to the listeners of Joy because they are such a wonderful community organisation. But the reason why we wanted Simon to come in to talk about monkeypox today is because Thorn Harbour, as in their usual practice, have been leading the efforts for information and for support and for treatment and care for the LGBTIQ+ community. And so we thought it was a really important opportunity to bring Simon in and have a chat and to try and give people some really good and simple information about things to be aware of and things to do. So good morning, Simon.
Morning, Josh. Morning, Dan.
Good to see you.
This is actually really timely today, and there's not going to be a lot of good information in what I have to say. For the last 12 weeks, we have had a plan in Australia that our monkeypox plan has been about targeting people coming back from Europe and America, identifying who has monkeypox, isolating them, and preventing it from getting out in the community. In the last 48 hours, it has become clear that Victoria has an outbreak of monkeypox, that we don't know how it's spreading and where it's spreading. The Chief Health Officer has put out a release in the last hour stating that. And so the whole plan in Victoria and right across the country is going to have to change. And we're going to have to get people to modify their behaviour and hopefully get vaccinated as quickly as possible, which there's a whole bunch of issues around that, to try and prevent what we're seeing in Europe and in North America currently.
So, Simon, maybe what might be a good thing to do is you're going to have a range of different levels of understanding and of awareness of what monkeypox is listening today, maybe taking a step back and talking about what this is, what the disease is, and things to look out for, and what things should people be aware of.
Yeah, so monkeypox is a virus. It's endemic in Africa. There have been outbreaks in Western countries before. No two cases look alike. That's part of the problem that we have with this condition. It does have flu-like symptoms usually, not always though, and that's fevers, chills, muscle aches, backache, exhaustion, headache. The main thing to look out for though is the rash, but the rash varies hugely. So the rash can be lesions, it can be pimples, it can be pustules, it can be ulcers. In the current outbreak around the world, and there's about 40,000 cases, it tends to be on the genitals and the anus. But it can also be inside the mouth, it can be internal only, and it can cover the rest of the body. It may be as few as 3 lesions, it may be dozens to hundreds of lesions. So it's varying hugely depending on the country and what's going on, and if someone has undiagnosed HIV or undiagnosed syphilis, it's varying greatly. There's also potential proctitis, or inflammation of the anus, which is probably caused by internal lesions. So they're the things to look out for. For most people, it is mild and it is self-limiting. It will go away within 3 weeks. But around 10% of people in Australia have had to be hospitalised due to pain. And as case numbers go up worldwide, we are starting to see a very small number of deaths of young, healthy men who are dying from this condition.
So, Simon, surveillance and rapid identification would be, you know, critical to any, you know, public health response. You know, can members of the community be, confident, have high degree of confidence in the public health response as it gets rolled out. You know, our country's had a very, very positive record when it comes to HIV. We've led the way when it comes to reducing stigma around many diseases. You know, can we be, highly sensitive and alert, but can we have an underlying confidence in what the public health response will look like?
This was foreseeable. We've had outbreaks before in the West, and this was preventable. And I think, you know, you're both federal politicians, and questions need to be asked why Australia was not ready for this. Mm. Canada was ready. I've just been in Montreal at the AIDS conference. Every delegate to that conference, 10,000 people were offered the vaccine at the conference. And here we are begging for vaccine to be given to us. Pretty much most states have run out of vaccine already. And there is a national stockpile, and more of that needs to come to Victoria right now to try and prevent this spreading. We know from other conditions like Shigella, if it's in Melbourne this week, it'll be in Sydney next week, and it'll be in Brisbane and Adelaide the week after. You know, this needs to be taken very seriously, and it needs to be crushed as quickly as possible through vaccination.
What level of cooperation are you getting, from other, health clinics across the country? What was the degree of cooperation and collaboration at this point?
I think, everybody's trying to cooperate and collaborate, but, the lives of gay and bisexual men are on the line here, and the response from the federal government has not been good enough. Arguably, the response from some state governments has also not been good enough and has not been quick enough and has not been pragmatic and sensible enough. But at the moment, we have what we have. There is more vaccine sitting there, though, and that needs to come to Victoria right now to enable us to vaccinate more people. Victoria is almost out of vaccine as well. Mm. But at the moment, for people who are at risk, we will be telling them get vaccinated as soon as you can. If you go to our website, you can put your name down on a list and we will contact you when we have vaccine available and get you vaccinated. It does take about 2 weeks for the vaccine to become effective, so there is a lag there before you're fully protected. And then it's about, making choices yourself about the risks you're prepared to take. So we would be saying if you're having sexual partners right now, you need to exchange contact information with them, probably limit the number of sexual partners you're having, because the more partners you have, the more likely you are to expose yourself to monkeypox. Maybe consider sex bubbles, have a small group of friends that you're prepared to have sex with where you all have an agreement that you won't go outside that bubble, and then you can contain that. Avoid unnecessary skin-to-skin contact. So it's spread through contact with the rash, and it's possibly spread through semen. And we will learn more about that in the coming weeks. At the moment, if you have monkeypox, they're asking you to wear condoms for 8 weeks afterwards. So have sex with your clothes on. Avoid any way that you can have prolonged skin-to-skin contact. Don't cuddle. When you're finished doing what you're doing, go home. Don't spend the night. Try and avoid any unnecessary skin-to-skin contact with your sexual partners. Condoms and gloves may be useful, but given that you can have lesions inside the mouth, you're going to have to be wearing condoms from the very start through to the very end. And most of us, that's not practical. That's not how people have sex. It's not pleasant.
Can I just ask a quick question? Sorry, Dean, I know you're going to. Sex on premises venues, what's happening there? Is the message getting through? Are people being warned? We've had a couple of emails about this.
Yeah, sex on premises venues are all taking this very seriously. We would never argue to close those venues. They're a central part of our community. They are aware that there are a lot of men in the community, particularly closeted men who only go to those venues, and that's a way that we can communicate with those men. We would probably say avoid dark rooms at the moment. Avoid spaces where there's a lot of anonymous contact and you can't see what's going on. We're certainly in communication with those venues and talking to them and using them as a place that we can get information out. And in some states where they still have vaccine, they're vaccinating through those venues.
Simon, are you concerned that there's a level of complacency around this issue in the community?
Oh, no, I don't think there's any level of complacency about it. The calls that my staff are taking are getting angrier and angrier. People want the vaccine. Gay and bisexual men are very good at taking responsibility for our sexual health. Whilst this isn't a sexually transmitted infection, it is behaving like one, and people know the risks and people want to be protected. The problem is we just don't have the available vaccine right now. And we need to do what we can to try and get what vaccine there is in the country out to the places that need it, and right now that is Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. So on that, Simon, obviously I haven't seen the press release made by the chief health officer yet, but I will after the show.
It's and not as passionate as what I'm saying.
No, it's good, Simon, because we need people to, you know, to make sure that there's that the appropriate actions happening. So maybe it might be worth going through, you know, what other changes in the last 48 hours, the outbreak, what do you think that means for the response, and how do we, you know, you obviously mentioned the vaccines, which is obviously crucial. What's changed, and what do we need to do quickly
around
now?
Around the country, there's been 89 cases, roughly 40 of those are in Victoria, about 8 to 10 of those. We don't know what's going on, where they got the virus from, how they've contracted it, where it's possibly spread to. So that's the concerning bit. And to think that 12 weeks ago there were 6 cases in the world, and now there's 40,000 cases in the world, and people have died. Mm. You know, so 8 to 10 might not sound like a lot, but it is the tip of the iceberg, because if they've been identified, there are certainly ones that haven't been identified. Mm. And so we need to, you know, try and figure that out as quickly as possible. We also have a public forum on Wednesday night from 6:30 to 7:30. Dr. Vincent Cornelis, who many listeners will know, he used to work at Prayer Market Clinic and Centre Clinic. He's now in Sydney. And he's probably one of the country's leading experts right now on monkeypox. Will be doing an online forum with us, on Wednesday night. He's doing one with ACON on Tuesday night if people want to access that one, but doing one with us on Wednesday night.
And just on that, very, very timely, I saw over the email late last week that the Kirby Institute, with Ofeo, on Monday from 1 o'clock to 2:30, is doing a webinar on monkeypox as well. So, plenty of opportunity for people to start to educate and, learn more about how they can protect themselves, but how they can protect the community.
So, Simon, what is the message? Can we encapsulate the message for people about having sex? You know, what they need to do to protect themselves, what they need to do to get on the vaccine list. Can you quickly encapsulate that for us?
The message is get your name down on a vaccine list. Currently, we've got the only one in Melbourne, but the State Health Department will be setting one up within a couple of weeks. We're expecting a lot more vaccine in early October. When that comes out, the State Health Department will set up vaccine clinics through the COVID clinic. So they will be out in the suburbs. They'll be in Frankston and St Albans and out there. In the meantime, you know, be very aware of whether you have a rash yourself. Check whether your partners have rashes. Make sure that you know who your partners are and you can contact them if you need to. And it's possibly a time to try and, you know, limit some of your anonymous sexual contact for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And until we can get people vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, it's a very different case, but until you're vaccinated, you know, we just need to be taking care of ourselves.
Final word, Josh?
I just want to say that it is really important that these initiatives are community-led and that government's supporting community, Simon. So I absolutely hear you, and I want to thank you for not only the work that you're doing but the whole team at Thorn Harbour. It's a huge job, and the trusted sources of Thorn Harbour are really important in this to make sure that people are moving. And of course, my office have been speaking to Thorn Harbour throughout while you're in Canada, but if we can do anything to get that message straight back up to Canberra to get, in light of the outbreak that we're seeing in Victoria, to get things moving quicker, of course we're happy to help. And I just wanted to say thank you for your efforts in leading this.
I thought I'd take the opportunity of you two being in the room to get the Canberra
absolutely.
Message.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very timely. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Quick message, then we're going to the news. Hosts this morning are Josh Burns and Senator Dean Smith. Thank you, Simon. Hopefully the podcast will be up this afternoon. Important message and certainly timely. Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.